We know what Kathy's going to ask.
Does anybody still give CMF? It's very non-cardiotoxic. It doesn't cause leukemia, and it's exactly as good as AC.
And so that was going to be my comment. Yes. What TC's done for me is to put to rest what's been a 10-year struggle for me regarding CMF, which I agree with you, has been a reasonable regimen to consider for a lot of patients, particularly given my bias for subsetting ER-positive, HER2-negative patients. And the conundrum with CMF was always the oral cyclophosphamide versus the IV cyclophosphamide, because the classic B15 comparison, AC-CMF, was with oral cyclophosphamide. And in older patients, that's actually quite a difficult regimen to give. Get SIADH in some patients, the chronic nausea associated with it. So now I can give TC and forget CMF. And for me, that's a huge relief because I'm not torturing myself over giving IV CMF and then worrying I'm under-treating patients.
Although there is alopecia.
Well, but for the patients, it's 12 weeks versus 6 months of
exactly.
CMF, too.
Exactly. It's only four cycles.
But women hate to lose their hair.
Well, you discuss that. So the trade-off finally comes down to the hair issue. And most patients, you know, will trade some hair loss for getting over and done with it.
But the trade-offs are hair loss and the nausea, and if you split the pills and manage them well, you get rid of a lot of the daily nausea. We're all sort of past masters at using that regimen because we've all used it a lot.
But of the experience, I'd have to say that south of the border, the number of physicians who are skilled in giving oral CMF is very small, I would say, because we're not really forced to give it.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's part of the bias against it in the American.
So getting out of that oral CMF, IVCF conundrum and getting into TC is something that I've done.
Cliff Hudders tells me he still uses CMF.